remember those deodorant commercials for Sure? Remember they said, raise your arm if you're sure, raise your hand if you're sure. So if you're sure tonight, I want you to raise both arms up like this. All right. Let's try it one more time. That's pretty good exercise, right? All right. Now, remember, we've been talking about the Lord is my, and then we're filling in the blank. Tonight, the Lord is my God. Okay? So when we get to that, you're going to get here exercise tonight. You're going to go home tonight and say, man, I'm not sure why I didn't sleep too good last night. What happened? My shoulder. Oh, it was because the preacher had me keep raising my hands. But the Lord is my God. Okay, one more time. The Lord is my God. All right, you did doing pretty good. Now, we're going to review just a little bit. This is the fifth one, okay? This is the fifth one. Now, I want hand motions. I want a live, alert, enthusiastic. I don't want the kids to be able to outdo us on this. I want the adults, you know, if they were here. I want the adults to really show the kid-like features inside of you, okay? The youth, the vitality, the strength that you have, all right? So the Lord, first of all, is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield, like you're raising your shield up and holding it up, right? The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my help. And tonight, the Lord is my God. Okay, let's try all that one more time. Some of you are struggling behind. Now, I wonder how you did in school, but here we go. All right, here we go. Here, are you ready? The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my help. The Lord is my God. Now, we're going to be looking at that tonight. Several things about the Lord is my God. And point number one, we're going to look at some verses here in a moment about it. But first point is the Lord being my God. Are you ready for this? It's a big deal. It's a big deal, okay? You remember the show Let's Make a Deal? You know, they were trying to get the big deal, right? But this is a big deal. It doesn't get any bigger than this, that the Lord is my God. Now, listen to this. My God is used 55 times. Just my God together is used 55 times in the book of Psalms. 55 times. You know, under the topic of my, that we've been looking at my strong tower, my shield and all that, that's more than any of the others. 55 times. My God is used in that possessive thing, my God, 55 times more than any other. Actually, in the Bible, in the KJV, it's used 148 times in the Bible, my God. 131 times in the Old Testament, 17 times in the New Testament. So it would appear to me that the Lord being my God must be a big deal if it's brought up that many times. You would turn in your Bibles to, I had 55 choices. I could have gone to a bunch of them, but I decided to go. Are you ready for this? This is brilliant. You ready for this? We're looking at the first one that's mentioned, my God, in Psalms. We're looking at the last one when it's mentioned, my God, and we're looking at the middle one, okay? So I think we're covering all our bases. How's that? Psalm 3. Amy's looking at me with one of those looks. Remember, pray for her. Psalm 3. Let's see. Let's look at verse 6. We're going to read verses 6, 7, and 8. Psalm 3, this is the first time that my God is used. We'd be here a while if we looked at all 55. But we're looking at the first one right now. Psalm 3, look at verses 6, 7, and 8. It says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people, the psalmist writes, David in this case. They have set themselves against me round about. Have you ever felt like you're in trouble? It seems like the whole world is against you. What gets me is when you haven't done anything to anybody and sometimes they just treat you kind of mean, you're like, what exactly happened? We had an experience like that today and I talked to them later. It wasn't anybody at the church. It was somebody y'all don't even know. But it's like, man. Then it's nice to me the next time they talk to me on the phone. I'm like, Amy, I think the evil sister got the phone the first time or something. And then the nice one got back on the phone. I'm like, what happened here? So sometimes it seems like the world might be against us, right? All right. David says, I'm not going to be afraid even if 10,000 people, ten thousands, plural, of people, they have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. And then here it is, O my God. Now that, I want to make sure that you understand, that is not using the name of the Lord in vain. Now, it really, really bothers me, and I think it's sin whenever someone, anything happened, oh my God, you know, just say that about everything. Now, if you're really calling out to, oh my God, that's okay. But if you're using it as an expletive or a big exclamation point, now that's using the Lord's name in vain. And you need to get that out of there, okay? That's not good. But he says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. Now he's speaking of the relationships he has with this God and the personal nature of that relationship. It says, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. In other words, you're on my side. You're for the godly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. But that's the first use of my God in Psalms. The middle one is found in Psalm 43, verse 3. Now, we could have gone again to a number of places in the Bible, in Psalms, that is, that it mentions my God. But look at Psalm 43, verse 3. We'll read through verse 5, and what we're going to emphasize is in verse 4. It says, O send out thy light and thy truth. This is a prayer of the psalmist to God. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. So Lord, I need you to send me light and truth and to help me and to bring me into your presence. It says, then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee. I like that, my exceeding joy, by the way. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. You see, he's not just any God out there. You know, O God, my God, just to clarify. And that my God is the God of the Bible. Aren't you thankful for that? I don't, the God, now I'll never fully understand God until I get to heaven, okay? Because his ways are superior to our ways, higher than our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. I get that all. But, you know, I have the Bible that describes my God. And I can know my God personally in this New Testament age through Jesus, right? But it says, I'm going to praise you, O God, my God. I like that. Why art thou cast down, verse 5, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and looky there, and my God. That's good stuff, isn't it? Psalm 146. This is the last reference to my God in the book of Psalms. Psalm 146, we'll look at verses 1 through 5. It says, Psalm 146, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, while I live will I praise the Lord. So I'm already made up my mind, the psalmist is writing, and this is a song here, and singing, as long as I live, I'm going to praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto, there it is, my God. You know, it really upsets me when people just kind of talk about a generic God. And a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of politicians, when they want to sound spiritual and they're not, will say, well, God bless America. You know, to them, I'm not sure what God they're talking about, really. But when I say God bless America, I know exactly what God I'm talking about because I'm talking about my God and I have a personal relationship with my God. Aren't you thankful for the same? Amen. It says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, nor, that's just men in general, not Jesus in particular. It says, in whom there is no help, his breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. In other words, you better not trust in man. Even princes, even those that might be in some authority. says in verse 5, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." I'm thankful that in the book of Psalms, it's emphasized quite a bit. It is a big deal that the Lord is my God. Okay, see, when I do that, I'm not getting excited like a Pentecostal. I'm wanting you to join in with me, okay? But I kind of tricked you with that a little bit fast, didn't I? Okay, I'm glad that the Lord is my God. How about you? Second, the Hebrew word for God speaks of the Trinity. You say, how's that? You know, the word that's used almost exclusively in the book of Psalms to describe this God, or that word for God or my God, is Elohim. Elohim. And Elohim is a plural. It is a plural masculine noun, okay? A plural masculine. You see, our God is masculine, okay? Everything in the Word of God describes him as masculine, okay? And it says plural. And you say, wait. Why would a word that describes our God be plural? Because we have one God and three persons, right? One God in the Trinity. So, you know, you think about that a little bit. You know, when the psalmist is saying, you know, I praise my God, I'm calling upon my God, I'm depending on my God, it's not just God the Father, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Boy, you talk about a triple whammy there, right? You talk about a triple blessing. You talk about a triple punch. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And when the God of the Bible is your God, you got all three of them on your side. Now, again, that's one God in three persons. One God in three persons. You say, I don't get it. That's okay. I don't think we probably will get it until we get to heaven completely, okay? But they're not three distinct gods. They're one God, but there's three parts to it. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, also called the Trinity, right? The Trinity. So you say, well, how do they help me in my walk with God? Well, God the Father is on the throne, right? And you got God the Son, Jesus. He came to the earth to die on the cross for us, right? And he's making intercession for us. And he was here on the earth. Now he's back at the right hand of the Father, right? Now we got God the Holy Spirit, that once we trust Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. Now, we're not God. We'll never be God. But we got God the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Well, you talk about a triple whammy. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful that that's my God, aren't you? The Lord is my God. You got to stay awake out there. The Lord is my God. First of all, the Lord being my God, that's a big deal. Mentioned a lot in Scripture. Second, the Hebrew word for God speaks of the Trinity, Elohim. Third, my God speaks of his superiority and majesty and divinity. Okay, my God, emphasis on God there. My God, the part of it that says God, speaks of his superiority, his majesty, and his divinity. You know, aren't you glad that we have someone to rely upon that's bigger than us? It's kind of back to that psalm where he's looking, I'm glad I don't have to trust in man. You know, if I had to trust in Sonny, I'd be in trouble. If Sonny had to trust in me, he'd be in trouble, right? If I had to trust in Ken, I'd be in trouble. If Ken had to trust in me, he'd be in trouble too. Same all the way around the room. I don't have to trust and depend just upon that person. I have someone who is superior to that. I have someone who is majestic. I have someone who is divine, and that is God. That's what it's speaking of when it's talking about God. He is far superior to us. We don't have to rely. There's a lot of things in life. Have you discovered this? A lot of things in life, you're like, there's nothing I can do about that. Except pray to my God, because, thanks Connie, you were ready. Except pray to my God, who is far higher than us, right? That's a big deal. I'm glad of that. God can do something whenever I cannot, because he is higher than I am. He's the only big G God that exists. You know, I find it interesting, as I've been reading through the Psalms, I've been looking, turn to Psalm 115 for just a moment. I want to compare our God and the majesty and superiority and the divinity of our God compared to what some people consider their gods, okay? Psalm 115, and it says a very similar thing in Psalm 135, but we're going to Psalm 115, verses 3 through 8. Notice little g gods. Listen to what a lot of people rely upon as their gods in their life. Little g gods in their life. Listen to this. It says in verse 3, Psalm 115, it says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." See, that's the kind of big God art we got. That's the kind of majestic God. That's kind of the kind of superior God, the kind of divine God that we have. He can do whatever he wants to do because he's God. But listen to this. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. And then it goes on saying, you need to trust in the Lord. Yeah, and you say, well, I don't know too many people that have silver or gold idols. Well, they may not be exactly described like this because there was a lot of specific, you know, images made that people worship. And some people do worship them. You'd probably surprise you how many people do that actually do get tangled up in my, got my glasses tangled up in my cord there. It could be catastrophic. But it's amazing how many people might actually do that, but I don't think too many people that we know of probably have a gold idol. But they worship a whole lot of other gods. You know, the god of wealth, the god of prestige, the god of keeping up with the Joneses, the god of, you know, just name it, right? And they worship these gods, the god of sports, the god of cheerleading, the god of, and all these things usually are okay in their right place. But when they take the place of God, it becomes a little g-god to them, right? And let me tell you, whenever people get in trouble, that's not going to help them. When they call out, say, oh, bank account, help me here. In most cases, that bank account's not going to help you. It's really not. Or retirement. Oh, retirement plan, I need you today. I just got some bad news from the doctor. It's going, well, we can't. See, they don't have any mouth to speak or ears to hear or feet to walk. You see, we may not have little idols like that, but a lot of people got idols in their life, and those idols are not like our God, not like my God that has all power, that has superior to everything. Big G God is divine, is also majestic. I'm thankful for the kind of God I got. How about you? You see, I'm going to read this real slow. The Lord is my God. Number one, the Lord being my God is a big deal. Big deal. Second, the Hebrew word for God speaks of the Trinity, Elohim. Third, my God, emphasis on God, speaks of his superiority and majesty and divinity. He's not some dead little g god or something that people set up on the throne of their life. He's a God that can do anything. He's a God that's like no other. He's a big G God that can do anything. And boy, sometimes I need to call upon a power like that, don't you? Last point, my God, emphasis on my here, speaks of God being personal to me. I mean, that's almost like, the God of the Bible, the God of the universe, the God that made everything that is, the God that made you is a personal God to me and a personal God to you through Jesus in this modern New Testament age. You see, there's over 8.5 billion people in the world. I'm glad I don't have to count them. I can't count that. But that's a lot of people, 8.5 billion people with a B, billion people. And you mean that I can talk about the God of the universe as my God? Wow. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? And when I call upon my God, He hears me because I am His child. He knows everything about me. Now, that's pretty amazing, too. Awesome, too, that He knows everything about us. And He cares about us supremely. That's a lot of people, but our God's a big God. He is my God. You know, sometimes we say, this is my wife, and this is my boys. And sometimes we might say, that's my truck. Get away from my truck. You know, might say, that's my kids or mine. Fill in the blank. You know, the most important thing that I believe we can be ours is my God. My God. My God. I'm thankful that the God part of my God speaks of His superiority, His majesty, His divinity. And the my part speaks of God being personal to me. You know, it's really an amazing thought that that power source is at our disposal. I mean, God's God, and He may say, no, I'm not going to use my power for that. But we can call upon Him to use His power to help us as one of over 8.5 billion people, my God. Hopefully, good news tonight. The Lord is my God. Tonight we looked at the Lord being my God is a big deal. I hope it's a big deal to you. I mean, I hope it's like, wow, that's amazing. That the God of the universe, wow, my God. Second, the Hebrew word for God speaks of the Trinity. So we have a triple blessing when we say my God. We got a triple blessing, really. Triple punch, if you will. Triple whammy, if you will. We got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Third point tonight we looked at, we probably just by thinking that about the triple blessing, triple punch, probably should look down at our socks. Your socks still on or did God bless them off? The third thing we looked at tonight, my God, God in particular, word God speaks of our God's superiority, majesty, and divinity. There's no God like our God. I mean, there's not even a close second, okay? He is the only big G God there is. And I praise the Lord for that. And lastly, we looked at the my part of my God. Speaks of God being personal to me. He belongs to me and I belong to Him. And the keeping is not left to me. The keeping of me belongs to Him. Does that make sense? He is my God. I'm thankful for that. I'm hoping that you keep in your mind and that you are blessed so much the rest of this week and into next week. Just thinking about that awesome thought. The Lord is my God. If you'd bow your head for just a moment. Would you take just a moment and thank the Lord that He is your God? Would you just have a little praise meeting right there in your heart and just thank Him for being your God, my God, that is. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that we were able to spend some time looking, a little time looking in the book of Psalms. Lord, at the times that You are mentioned as my God, and I thank You, Lord, for being my God. Lord, may everyone here that knows Jesus as Savior tonight say, boy, I am so thankful that You are my God. And Lord, I pray that when we leave here after a while and we go home that we'll still be thankful. That You are our God, my God. I pray that tomorrow when we get up and then as we go through a long day, perhaps tomorrow we'll remember at the end of the day and when the lights get ready to go out that You are my God and we're thankful. And Lord, we just have that attitude and that gratitude, Lord, all the time that You are our God, my God, and I praise You for that. And Lord, if there's anyone here tonight, anybody listening by live stream, Lord, who's never trusted Jesus as their Savior, Lord. That's the way that You become our God. My God is by trusting Jesus as my Savior. Lord, I pray that if they've never done that tonight, from their heart, they may call out to You in prayer and tell You that they believe that Jesus really was your son that died upon the cross to pay for their sins, and ask for your forgiveness, ask for your mercy and your grace to wipe those sins away, and Lord, that they may in prayer to you also confess Jesus as their Savior. Lord, if they mean that from the heart, Lord, you can also become their God, and they can claim my God, the God of the Bible. Lord, we praise and worship, and we thank you for our time together. May we be a grateful people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.